Begin the current Tav, Masechta Shavuos, Daf Yud Aleph. Begin at the top of the Yom, and the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf. That is, the Gemara had introduced a teaching from Ula Nimr Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi was saying over, and the reason why the Gemara brought in, because it will relate back to the Halacha of our Mishnah, that the carbon tamid from the previous year, which is at least four extra, that they don't need anymore because you have to bring for the new Truma, could be redeemed in the unblemished state. Which Rav Chizda asked to Rabbi, how can you say such a thing? Kedusha Shabbahen Lehechan Holcha, where did the previous sanctity of the Kedusha Saguf of the carbon go to? How could you deconsecrate it in an unblemished state? It always has to be a Baal Mum first, and then to go ahead and redeem. So Rabbi tried proving the halacha, not answering the question, but proving the halacha by saying, what do you mean? We have Mishnah Masechet Shkalim that says the same idea by the excess of the Keteiros, where there's a Kedusha Saguf, and the Mishnah clearly says in Shkalim that it gets redeemed in the unblemished state, in its previous state, to Chulin, and then gets brought back from the new Truma, just like Rabbi Yechon was saying, regarding to the previous year's Karbonis Tamidin. Which Rav Chizda responded, Keteiros? No, Keteiros is different, as we said on the top of this Amid, where Kedusha's Damimu. Rav Chizda said that there's no physical sanctity in the Keteiros. The Machteshas, the mortar where it gets grinded in, that's not considered Klisharis. Has monetary sanctity because it's brought from the Trumas Alishka, but Kedusha's Guf, physical sanctity, that's only if it's in a Kli Sharis, and that it wasn't, and therefore there you could redeem it in its prior state. It doesn't have to be blemished. But that doesn't answer the question regarding the Karbonis Tamidin, whereas Kedusha's a Guf, Kedusha Shebehen Lahechen Halsa, how can you go and redeem it in an unblemished state? That was Rav Chizda's response back to Rabbi. That the Gemara continues, Rabbi asks back to Rav Chizda, oh, wait a second, if that's the case, that's how you're answering my question by my proof from Masechet Shkalim, from Keteiros, but you're saying that it can be redeemed in its status quo because its Kedusha's Damim, then Leiti Pasul B'Tful Yoyim, then the Keteiros should not become invalidated when a person who was Tami that immersed himself that day in the mikveh, which didn't have sundown yet, if that person touches the Keteiros, it should not make it Pasul. Because there's no Kedusha Saguf, it's only Kedusha Damim. Allah Matanya Wagulun Nebraisa Nachna Bemachteshes, if the Keteiros was put into a grinder, into the mortar, Nifselis B'Tful Yom, it becomes invalidated when the Tful Yom touches it. Now, says Rabbi further, and Vechitim, if you're going to say Kol Kedusha Damim Nifseli B'Tful Yom, then yeah, even if it doesn't have physical sanctity, but just has monetary sanctity, it becomes invalidated if a Tful Yom touches it. But in that, as Rabbi Vatanan, but we learn the Mishnah Masechet Megillah, it says, Hamanachis, which are the flower offerings, specifically here of the Minchas Yachid, when the individual brings a Karban Mincha, Mailin Behen Misha Hukdashu. The moment that it becomes sanctified, even not physical sanctity, just monetary sanctity, it becomes already fit for the Halacha of Me'ila, where if someone uses it, has pleasure from it, that's considered misappropriation of money of Hektish with all the ancillary Halachas of Me'ila. That's one stage. Kadsha Bekli, let's say the person who was bringing the Karban Mincha now didn't just have the Mincha, he brought it to the courtyard and he put it into a Kli Sharis, where it becomes sanctified in the Kli, which gives it Kedusha as Haguv, then Hukshru, then it already becomes prepared, its sanctity becomes concluded, Li Pasul to now become invalidated, B'Tful Yoyim, if let's say T'vul Yoyim touches it, where anytime we use the terminology of Hekshur, it means to say that it's fixed, it's prepared, it's ready for this, meaning it's already considered fully sanctified to become possible from a T'vul Yoyim, Ube Mechusi Kippurim, or if someone is even later purified stage, we already had sundown, he just didn't bring his karbanis of atonement, which comes the next day, like a Yoledes, Ubalino, or if let's say it was left overnight, then it becomes possible. Says Rabba, what you see from the Mishnah is, Kachu Bekli in. It's only if it was sanctified in a vessel, then it becomes viable to becoming possible by a Tful Yom. Like it should be Kli Loi, if it's not sanctified in a Kli, it's not going to be possible, Belinum, or by its full yom. So then why is the halacha in the Brice that says that the Keteiros, which was put in the Machteshes, could be possible from its full yom, if you're saying putting Machteshes, which is just a grinder, not the Klisharis when you're ready to use it, just the way they would make it, by the base of Tinas, that becomes possible in its full yom, but we see clearly from the Mishnah Masechet Me'ila that Kedusha's Damim is not enough to be possible from its full yom. That you already have Kedusha's, you have to have Kedusha's Aguf for, and you're saying Machteshes doesn't make Kedusha's Aguf, so how does it become possible with full yom? So Rav Chizda responds back to Rabbah. So Elamai, so what do you want to say? You want to prove, okay, Kedusha Sagufi. So you want to say the Keteiros has physical sanctity. And that would then prove his whole point from the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, that you see, even though it has physical sanctity, Keteiros, but the excess Keteiros can be redeemed in its in his status quo, even what we would call an unblemished state, just like he wants to prove Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. But on that ask, Rav Chisda, then you also have a difficulty. Elamiata ti possibilina. So you're, if you're saying Kedaris, once it's just put in the Machteshes, already as Kedush Taguv, then, okay, you're explaining the halacha why it becomes possible through a Tfuyayim. But additionally, as we see in the Mishnah Masechet Me'ila, it should then become invalidated by being left overnight too. Like it was one of those three things mentioned, Kedush Taguv has a problem. Alam, it's nonsense. Then why do you learn in Mishnah Masechet Me'ila? It says as follows. It says, HaKoymetz, the fistful, which is from a mincha of a yachid, by the individual brings his flower offering, a fistful is sacrificed, the rest is eaten. So regarding that kaimitz, or v'halavayna, which is the frankincense which is brought together with the mincha of a yachid, or v'hakatayriz, regarding the katayriz which is sacrificed every single day, or minchas kaihanim, or the mincha of a kayin, which is totally burnt, that's why it's mentioned separately, it's totally burnt on the mizbeach, by a kayin, there's no fistful taken out, rather the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. Or Minchas Kain Meshuach, or the Mincha of the Kain Gadol, which is known as the Chaviti Kain Gadol, which every single day he would bring half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. Or Minchas Nesachim, or the Mincha of the Libations, which is brought with the animal karbanis, which as the Pasuk says, we mentioned many times in Davening and the Yom Tovim, Shlesh Esrayim Lapar, three Esrayim for a bull offering, two Esrayim for a ram offering, one Esrayim for a keves, for a lamb offering, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Regarding all these things, says the Mishnah Masechet Me'ila, Ma'ilim behen Mishnah Hukdishu, similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah in Masechet Me'ila, that the Me'ila happens already once it becomes sanctified, meaning once it's already designated, it's bought for that purpose. Then, Kach B'Kli, then once it's already sanctified in the vessel, then it gets Kedushas Agov, Hukshuli Pasal B'Tfulyam, then becomes ready to become Pasal if a Tfulyam touches it, Ubim Mechus Kippurim, or if someone who didn't have his atonement of the following day yet touches it, Ubelino, or if it's left overnight. Now Rashi just points out that why is these two Mishnayas in Masechet Me'ila differentiated? We have this one and the one we brought previously on Hamenachas Ma'alman, sounds like the same exact Mishnah, and that says Rashi because the Seifa of those Mishnayas have differences. And that is regarding, as it's brought in Mishnah Masechet Me'ila, the previous Mishnah that we brought, doesn't say there at the end that you'd be liable for pigol, neser, tamei in through the kedushas akli until the kaimitz is brought. And regarding the one that we said that they're all kol, there it says that the kedushas akli is on them, and that you can be liable for neser because of tamei. As is brought in Mishnah Masechet Me'ila, there are differences in the seif of the mishnayos. But you're right regarding the reishas that we're bringing. Really, these two mishnayos are saying the same idea. But one thing that the Gemara is asking is as follows. Is that we see that one of them mentioned is Keteris. And what do we see? Is Kachu B'Kli in. It's only if we're sanctified in the vessel, then it's going to become Pasabalina. But like Kachu B'Kli, loy. But if it's not sanctified in the Kli, then not. Now, obviously, what we brought previously regarding the sanctity that comes from the Machteshes, when it's just put into the mortar, there it was said clearly that it was, it says that it's the brisa that was brought is that it said nifselis b'tful yom. That was the first thing we taught. The second line on top of the amid is me pasul from a tful yom. It doesn't say that it's going to be pasul from lina. Yet here the Mishnah says that it is going to be pasul from lina. So obviously the kedushas kli that the Mishnah over here Masechet Me'ila that's talking about that it says it's going to be pasul through lina is obviously not through the machtesha, not through the mortar, rather it must be the kli that it's put into at the time when you're about to sacrifice that the incense, which is actually similar to like all those other cases that I mentioned in Mishnah Masechet Me'ila, the kaimitz and the levayna and all those things that I mentioned over there. So one thing, says Rav Chisda, is that you see that the machteshes, the mortar, does not sanctify it into a physical sanctity. Because if it did, then it shouldn't only be possible through a tful yom, it should be possible with lina too. So that's a difficulty on you. Okay, you're trying to prove that I'm wrong, but I could show you that you also have a difficulty. Because how can you say Keteris has a kedushas aguf when it goes to machteshes, but then it should be possible in lina, and yet the Braisa says clearly it's only through a tful yom, and not if it's left overnight. Adam Alei, Rabbi says back to Rav Chisda, no, there's not a difficulty on me. Lean the comrade, you want to ask on me regarding being left overnight? No, Shani Keteris is different than any regular carbon. Yeah, regular carbon is left overnight, it becomes possible. But Keteris is different, since it maintains its identity, its form, the whole entire year. In other words, Rabbi is saying that truthfully, I'm maintaining my position, which you mentioned in the previous stuff, that once it just goes into the mortar, it already has a physical sanctity. Now, the reason why when it's left overnight, it does not become possible, that's because it doesn't change its appearance the whole year. It stays. It does not like a piece of meat that rots. And therefore, even though it has physical sanctity, it's not going to be possible through lina. Now, however, the Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah does say when it's kitshah b'kli, when it's sanctified in the kli, when it's about to be sacrificed, there it says it is going to be possible through lina. That's a gezeirah d'rabbanan, because maybe you might come to do the same thing regarding all other items that are kaddish b'kli, where there they do become possible lina. And here it's going to be very confusing because it looks like it was already in the kli, just like the kaimitz and levain, all these things. So there, in that stage, okay, then we make Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. But really, Machteshes does the same thing. It makes the same Kedush Saguf. But Kedush Saguf is not a problem regarding Lina in the context of Keteris, because the soul of Lina doesn't apply. In fact, when you kitchen Bekli, that's Gzeirah d'Rabbanan, as Rashi explains. So therefore, Rabbi maintains his positioning in that the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim is talking about a Kedush Saguf, and yet still we see that you can be paid it b'tmim in an unblemished state, just like you wanted to maintain for Rabbi Yechon's opinion. And now, like Rav Chisda wanted to ask and say it's Kedushas Adam, he proved that it can be Kedushas Adam. Okay, so says Rav Chisda, but become Akam Kasha, but still it's difficult. Oh, you proved Rabbi Yechon's halacha, fine. But I have the question now, not only Rabbi Yechon, but also Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, v'chei Kedushas Shebehen l'Heichon Halacha, where did the sanctity go? Yes, both by the Karban Tumah and by the Keteris, I understand you're proving the halacha, but where does it go? Physical sanctity can't just lose itself, like we know in the halacha of Karban Yachid, it has to first develop a blemish. Then it doesn't have sanctity anymore, then you can redeem it. How can you redeem something that still has its physical sanctity? To which Amar Rabba, Rabba responds, Leiv Bezdin Masna Lein, which literally means to say the heart of the court makes a condition regarding them, meaning at the time when they buy these things that are necessities of Kachem for the Tzibur, they make a stipulation that it should not have the physical sanctity only im hutzuchu hutzuchu. If it's needed, then it's going to be needed for the year. But if it's not going to end up being needed for the year, that they should be for the monetary sanctity, for the monetary value. And therefore, anything that's regarding the tzibur, that is the stipulation that the court makes, and therefore it's not a difficulty. Where, yeah, it has kedush sagov, but the court stipulated that only if it's used has kedush sagov. But if not, it's like kedush adam, which that could be redeemed in whatever state it is. However, Amalei Abai asked on Rabbah, but v'homar hu da'amr, you yourself, Rabbah, you said in Masechtas Temura, which your own opinion will be difficult on what you're saying right now. You said, Hikdish Zachul Adamav. If someone sanctified a male, which refers to the male sheep, which is a ram, for its money, meaning monetary sanctity, Kaddish Kedushas Haguf. That you said that someone took a ram and he says, here, I want to make it as monetary sanctity for Hikdish. You said it actually gets physical sanctity, which means to say it cannot be sold. Now, the reason is because once it becomes sanctified, and it itself is fit to be sacrificed, so you cannot take it away from the Mizbech to sell it. And therefore it gets Kedush as a guf. So ask Abaya, Seirosa, what does it help that you said that anything for the needs of the Tzibur? What Bezdin does is that they make it not Kedush as a guf, they make it, if it's not used, into Kedush as damim, who cares? You said that even something with Kedush as damim, if it's fit for that thing itself, has Kedush as a guf. So then you're back to the question. The Kedush as damim, since it's fit, is like Kedush as a guf, and therefore how do you go ahead and you redeem it in an unblemished state? That Gemara says, lo kasha, that's not a difficulty. Because this that says Rabbi, that I said that it has Kedushas HaGuf, which you're asking me from what I said in Masechtas Temura, that's where De'amar L'Demei Oila, that's where the person said that I want to bring this ram for a sanctity, for a monetary sanctity of an Oila. Meaning to say, I want to be able to take this ram, sell it, so that the money that is sold from this ram will be used to buy a carbon Oila. That's where I said the Masechtas Temura, that since it itself is fit to be used as a carbon oiler, you can't sell it. And therefore, even though he said Kedushas Dam, it has Kedushas Aguf. But, this that I'm saying over here is the Amar L'Demei Nesachim, is where, let's say someone says, oh, here's this ram, I want it to be sold for its money to be used to buy Nesachim. Therefore, even though Nesachim is also used for the Mizbeach, and their sanctities are similar, but since the ram itself cannot be used for Nesachim, it cannot be used as a libation, it's an animal, it's not a liquid, so that is where I said that then the Kedushas Damim can be sold even in an unblemished state. Now, that therefore answers the question for sure, where we're saying that the Lev Bezdin is Masna, that says that the leftover Truma should be used for the golden plates that cover the Beis HaMikdash, where it's not fit for that. So therefore, of course, it could be sold. It's only, when did I say the Kedush Adam is like Kedush HaGuf, is if it's fit for that. Here it's not fit for that, therefore it could be sold in its monetary state, and we don't say it has considered a physical sanctity state. However, Isvei Abaye asks from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Par v'sa'ir shel Yom Kippurim, the bull and the he goat of Yom Kippurim, which they're known as the Chatoyas HaPanimius, those are the two, ones for the Kohanim and one for the Yisraelim, that are brought inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, where Sha'avdu, they got lost in Yom Kippur, and suddenly no one knows where the ones that were prepared went. So they prepared other ones. They said, quickly, let's get animals. The Kohen Gadol was waiting. We have to do the Avodah. So too, as we continue to Avodah, or the he-goats of Avodah Zarah of the Tzibur, which is that the whole Jewish people sinned regarding idol worship because of what Bezin had paskin that it's permitted. It turns out that it was really Avodah Zarah. So they have to bring a par for a Karban Ayla and a star for a Chatas, as it says in Parashat Shlach Lecha. Now, that Zarah, the its blood is also brought inside by the Pareichis and Mizbech HaZav, as Gemara says, Mesech Nizvacham, Nav Lametesim HaBeis. So they're also Vehifrish HaChem Tachtein, they got lost. So they went and they separated other ones in place of it. And then they find the original ones. Says the first opinion, Kulon Yomusu Divrei Behuda. Behuda says that all the original ones that they find, they have to die. Which, in other words, what he's saying is, it's not like this Iri HaRagolim, which the Mishnah teaches that if, let's say, you didn't bring one on Pesach, you can then bring it on the next Yom Tov, let's say afterwards, which is Shavuos. Here, the Rebbe Yehuda is saying that these are not fit, let's say in the case of Yom Kippurim, that you already brought replacements once. So we say, okay, well, let's leave it for the next Yom Kippur. You can't, because already a year would have passed, and it's already going to be from the last year's Truma, and so to by Avodah Zarah, we have no reason to assume that the Jewish people are going to do Avodah Zarah again. So therefore, they die, just like the halacha is by Chatas, Shechipro Ba'aleh, when you have a Karban Chatas, which the owner already got an atonement through a different animal. The halacha Meshach Mishnah tells us that there are five types of chatas that die, and that's one of them. We have you have the atonement through a different carbon. So the original one, which we find now, since it was for the atonement, and he already got atonement through a different carbon, so that animal has to die. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, they disagree. They say no, yiru achi yistabu. These original carbons, which were then found, they grazed in pasture until they develop a blemish. The yimachu, and then they're sold. The yipul demein landav, and then the money that you get from that is used for the donated karbanos on the mizbeach. And the reason why they disagree is she'in chatas tzibur mesa, because the karban chatas of the public, like in this case of Yom Kippurim, or when the whole public does avodah zarah, there the halacha Meshach Mishnah of the five types of chatas that die is not applicable because it only applies to an individual. And the reason for Reb Shimon is bore mesechtas harias and mesechtas tmur. That's their machlekes. Now, one thing the Gemara asks. Is Vamai, Asabai and Rabba, but why? Lema lev bezdin masna leyen. What do you mean? Why do you say that this is the halacha, either that it dies or that it has developed a blemish, and then you sell it? Just say very simply. Say that the court's intention had stipulated, if it's needed, it's needed. If it's not needed, it's not needed. So even if it's in an unblemished state, you should still be able to go ahead and redeem it. Why are we saying this halacha by Eichatas Tzibur, which is that we said a carbon tzibur, the halacha is that they stipulate, so if it's stipulated, it's stipulated. So why do you need to die, or why do you need to go and develop a blemish? Just redeem it in an unblemished state, the way Rabbi had said. And that says, Rabbi, avudin kamrit, what do you ask me from a case of when the animals were lost? Shani avudin lo shrichi, no, when it gets lost, so then it's not common. So therefore it's not chashuv, it's not significant enough for the court to have included that in their stipulation. Only common things, like what's left over from the previous year. We know every year there's going to be leftovers. At least we said four animals, and we know the Qatar is leftover. So they stipulate, okay, the leftovers, we know it's going to be, so we stipulate that it will only have monetary sanctity. But here, we don't think that it's going to get lost. And therefore, since it wasn't included in the stipulation, therefore it will be considered Kedushas HaGuf. And then you have those opinions either that it has to die, or that you have to redeem it only if it's blemished. On this answer of Rabba, Abaye continues asking, what do you mean? Haripara, but we have the paraduma, the red heifer, the loy shchicha, where it's not common, because throughout the first and the second Beis Hamikdash, which were over 800 years, there were only seven of them that they made. Yet, v'tanu lo in the brisa, that para niftis al kol psul shaba, the paraduma could be redeemed for any invalidating factor that's in it. Even if there was any type of psul, that anything that happens to it, so you could redeem it. Moreover, says the brisa, Mesa, if it dies, Tifti could be redeemed. Nishchata, if let's say it was slaughtered not in where it's supposed to be slaughtered on the Haram Mishcha, slaughtered somewhere else, Tifti could be redeemed. Matzacher is Noiman, even if you find a better one than that, Tifti could be redeemed. However, says the Braisa, Shachta Gabi Marachas, but if let's say it was already slaughtered on its pyre, on its place appropriately, where it's supposed to be, on Har HaMishcha, in the place where it was checked that there's no Tumah from Kever to Haim, as the Gemara says, Mesechta Zvachim, Kavim Gemara Aleph, then says the Braisa, Ein Lo Pedir Lomas, then it can't be redeemed anymore ever again, because once it was done in its appropriate way, it's disgraceful to go ahead and now remove it to Chulin. But one thing that we see is that the case of Parah is not common, and yet still we see that there's a stipulation that you could go ahead and redeem it even in an unblemished state. We said even if you just find a better one from it, even if it didn't, nothing happened to it, you could redeem it. Yet you said something that's not common, that it has Kedush Saguf, and then you cannot redeem it in an unblemished state. To which Rabbi responds, he says, no, Shani Parah, the Parah Duma is different, the Kachay Bedika Bayasi. It's not from the Kachim that are brought on the Mizbeach to get a physical sanctity. It's considered the Kedusha of the Bedika Bayasi, which is the temple treasury fund. And that's why it can be redeemed without a blemish, because it doesn't have Kedusha Saguf, even though it's an unblemished animal, but it doesn't have the physical sanctity of the Mizbeach. It's like an unblemished door or table. It doesn't have the Kedusha Saguf of the Mizbeach, and therefore you don't need Lev Bezna to be master. So even though it's uncommon, it's not relevant. It's not going to have Kedusha Saguf anyway, and that's why it can be redeemed, even if you just find a better one from that. But Abai still asks, says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that you're explaining that the Parah Duma does not have Lev Bezdin Masna Alein. We were going up until now that it is, and he was asking, but you said it's only by Shchichin, not when it's not common. And that rabbi says, no, nothing to do with Lev Bezdin. You don't need it by Parah Duma. You can redeem it because it doesn't have Kedusha Guf. But that is Abaye, if you don't have Lev Bezdin Masna Alein on the Parah Duma, then I don't understand, says Abaye, when it says Meisoi Nishchata Tift, it says that if it died or if it was slaughtered in its inappropriate place, you could still redeem it. But Habi'inin Hamadavar Racha, but you need to have that the animal should be standing on its feet, and that then only then could the kohen evaluate it, which is a necessary process for the redeeming process to be mechalav onto something else. Because like the pasuk says, Mikachab Zayin, Vehemeres Abayim Lefnei HaKohen, Merech HaKohen. The pasuk says clearly the animal has to be standing, and then you could evaluate it. But if it's dead or if it's slaughtered, how can you do Hamadav Racha? If you say, like we're assuming up until now, that there's Lev Bezdin Masna Alein, okay, so the court stipulated that you could go ahead and do it because we don't consider it as if it has the sanctity. So you could do whatever you want with it. But if you're saying that there's no Lev Bezdin Masna, but rather because it's Kedusha Bedik Abayis, not Kedusha Agov, but anything of Bedik Abayis also requires Hamadav Racha. So then how can you go ahead and do it if it's dead already and you can't have it standing on its feet to do a haracha, to evaluate it, to be able to redeem it? To which Rabbi responds, he says, no, that's not difficult. The Hamani, who's the town over here, it's Reb Shimon Hi. Dama that he says in Masechtas Tmura in the last paragraph of Lama Beis Mabeis, Kachim is Be'echo Yibachal Hamad HaVarach. It's only things that are sanctified to be sacrificed in Mizbeach that needs to have Hamad HaVarach. Kachim Bedek Abayis, Lo Yibachal Hamad HaVarach. Things of the Bedek Abayis doesn't need Hamad HaVarach. So they have a Parah Duma, which is Kachim Bedek Abayis, according to what Rabbi was saying, doesn't need Hamad HaVarach, so therefore it could even be redeemed after it was slaughtered or after it died. That Abaya asked back, wait a second. Reb Shimon, if you're saying the town over here is Reb Shimon, aim a Sefer, look at the Sefer. It says, Shachta Agabi Marachas, we quoted the halacha, that if you slaughter it on its pyre, Ein Lebediyai Lomas, then you can't redeem it anymore. But to be saying it to Reb Shimon, but when the Braisa, Reb Shimon, he says that even though Reb Shimon generally holds that Isur Hanah, things that are forbidden to have pleasure from, they do not have Tumas Eichon, they cannot contract Tumah regarding food items. And he learns it out from the pasuk that says, Mikola Eichel Asheya Ochel, from anything, any food item which could be eaten, which teaches a food item which could be eaten by others is called an Eichel. But if it cannot be eaten by others, it's not called an Eichel to have Tumas Eichlin, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachas, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. Now, the Parah Duma is Yisur HaNoi, you don't have any benefit from the Parah Duma. In spite of that, Reb Shimon says, Parah Metama Tumas Eichlin. The Parah Duma, if let's say a sheretz touches the meat of the Parah Duma, and then that piece of, meat of the Parah Duma touches a food item, it will transmit Tumah to it. Why? Says Reb Shimon, because there was a time that it was fit to be eaten. How so? What do you mean? Isn't the Parah Duma forbidden to have any benefit from it, which includes eating? On that, Rish Lakish explained, what's the Shasa Kaish? What was the opportune time that the Parah Duma's meat could have been eaten? Because Reb Shimon said that the Parah Duma, which is slaughtered kahalacha, as it's supposed to be slaughtered for laws of slaughtering, on its maracha, where it's supposed to be slaughtered on Har HaMishcha, niftis al gav marachasa, it can be redeemed there on the maracha if you find a better one than it. Now, so therefore, Reb Shimon holds Ha'oimidli padis, since it could have been redeemed, it's kepadidim in halacha, we view it as if it is redeemed, and therefore it is an oichel that you could go ahead and feed to others, even though it never really had that, but it was feasible to have that, and therefore it will have tumas oichel. But one thing you see clearly from that halacha is Rabbi Shimon holds that the paraduma is niftas agav merchas. So how could you say he's the Tana that we're quoting when the Tana says clearly that you cannot be paida the paraduma that was nishchal agav merchas? So Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right. You can't not explain the Braisa according to Reb Shimon. But rather, this that the Braisa says that if you find a one better than the Paraduma, you can redeem it. You're right. It is because Lev Bezdin Masna Lein. What do you say? How could you say that? That was a biased question. You answered by the case of Avudin that it gets lost, that the reason why you cannot just redeem it in the unblemished state is because it's not common. And something uncommon, you don't have Lev Bezdin Masna Lein. And we said Paraduma is also not common. So how could you go ahead and say Lev Bezdin Masna Lein? And that says, Rabba Shani Para, because the Paraduma is different. Halva Demei Yukaran. Since it's very expensive, a Paraduma is very uncommon, and therefore with supply and demand is very expensive. So therefore, the Bezdin has their intentions to stipulate on it, even though it's uncommon, because it's such a chash of a thing. And therefore, if something happens to it that they want to redeem it, even though it's uncommon, still Lev Bezdin is Masna Lein, and therefore, even if it's just Matzah Noimenu in an unblemished state, you could go ahead and redeem it, and therefore it's not difficult on what Rabba was saying, that we say Lev Bezdin Masna Lein, in regards to which explains the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan in the previous staff, and regarding the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim, that for Keteiros and the Karbonis Tamid Tzibur, any Midi Tzibur could be redeemed, even an unblemished state, unlike a Karbon Yachid, because Lev Bezdin Masna Lein, they stipulate only if you need it has physical sanctity, if you don't need it, it'll have monetary sanctity. The Gemara explains once we brought it in, Omamar, the Tana of the Braisa said, Mesa, if the carbon, if the paraduma dies, Tifte could be redeemed. Now the question is, what do you mean redeem it for what? Why are we spending money on this dead paraduma to what? To feed it to dogs? What's the purpose of a dead animal carcass? You can't even eat it. It just died. Omar Mashar, she says, Mishum Oira, because of the hide of the animal, its skin, is why we redeem it, so then it doesn't have the sanctity anymore, then we could use it for our own purposes. Ask the Gemara, V'kaimi bezin masna daiti da'ari, what the court goes ahead and stipulates, as we said, the whole idea of that it should only have kedushas dam, that you could redeem it for the purpose of getting its hide? What, for just a small little saving, just some skin, which is the purpose of the hide, that's they're going to go ahead and make the stipulation? That Rav Kahane says, yeah, because Amri Inshi, people say Migamla from a camel, meaning from something unique, from something distinct, like a paraduma, Aina, even its ear, it's precious enough, the hide is chashav enough to go ahead and use it for utility, and therefore yeah, the stipulation applied even just to get its hide. But the Gemara continues asking Esve on Rabba, which is why we introduced this whole teaching from Rabbi Yechanan from the previous daf, which asked from the halacha of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the Chacham said to Reb Shimon that he said that Rosh Chodesh is for its own thing, for Tarsh Achlas Atame, the Regalim is for its own thing, it's regarding Helam Yediyah B'Tzchila Ubisayf, when he wasn't aware of the beginning or the end, and you have the Sar Nasim B'Chotzi Megipurim, which is when there was no Yediyah B'Tzchila, but there was Yediyah B'Sayf, they're all for their own things. So they asked him, and they were trying to prove their point, which they held that they all could atone for those things. What's Allah of, let's say, that you lost the one of Sukkot, and then you found it, can you bring it on Pesach, or can you bring the one of Rosh Chodesh? What's the halacha? Can you bring it one in the other? Someone who yikrivu, he says yes. If let's say you lost that one and you find it on a different one, you could bring that one, let's say the Saranas B'chutz, on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So Amalei, they said to him, why? Hoil v'ein kaparas and Shabbos, since according to you, their atonement is not the same. You said they each have their own distinct kaparas. Heichen kraven. How could they then be sacrificed in the other mayid, which has a different kapara, with that carbon, which is for a different type of atonement? On that, Amalei, he said to them, kulan boin l'chap, atomas mikdash kadashav. No, since they're all coming to atone for the general category of mikdash kadashav, although generally they're particular criterion is different, where this one is only if it has no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Sayv, and this one is only if it has Yediyah B'Tchila and not B'Sayv. Still, they're all for Tumas Megad Shekadashim, and therefore, if you find one, you can bring it for the other one. Now that is the Gemara, according to Rabba Vamai, why did Rav Shimon have to say this? Lema, let Reb Shimon just have said to the Chachamim, Lev Bezin Masna Alein. What do you mean? The court stipulates that if it's not sacrificed in this Yomtiv, you can bring it on a different Yomtiv. Why do you have to give a contrived answer by saying, yeah, because they're all coming to be Mechaper for the same general category, even though their specifics are different? Just say very simple, Lev Bezin Masna Alein. If it wasn't used for this one, you could use it for this one. And that says, Rabbi, Reb Shimon, Kamrad, you're asking from Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon, Leslie, Lev Bezin Masna Alein. Reb Shimon does not hold of this concept, which is what we were coming to explain from the Mishnah Shkolem and from the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi was explaining Lev Bezin Masna Alein. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. Dam Rav Yehuda bar Avin, Dam Rav Amar, Rabbi Yechanan, it says, and this is Rabbi Yechanan again, which was the original halacha we started in the previous daf, to me, din shalei hutchul etzibur, regarding the carbon talmud of the previous year, which is, they don't need anymore because it's from the old Trumas Alishka, that divri Reb Shimon ein niftin, Reb Shimon holds you cannot redeem it because he doesn't hold Lev Bezin Masna Alein. So ein niftin tamimim. Our whole halacha was said according to the Chachamim that it is redeemed in an unblemished state, which is where the Gemara continues. The next step explained who is the Chacham that disagrees, which this whole teaching of Rabbi Yechon was based on, that they hold that something that has Kedusha Saguf, but since Lev Bezin Masna Alein, you could be pointed even in a Tamim state, even in an unblemished state.